Oh, forgive me, Father. I didn't realize anyone else was in here. I'm not even dressed properly. My hair isn't covered, and I'm wearing my nightgown and robe, and I should leave. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. Are you certain, Father? I don't want to interrupt if you're busy. Okay. May I sit next to you? So, what brings you to the chapel in the middle of the night? Me? Well, I'm certainly not trying to work on a sermon like you are, Father. Sometimes when I can't sleep, I come to the chapel to light a candle and pray. The quiet doesn't frighten me, and the shadows don't either. Not much frightens me, I suppose, Father. Except, never mind. You have plenty of other things to concern yourself with, I'm sure. Of course I enjoy our talks, Father. You are always so receptive and kind. You've never once made me feel as if I'm being judged. That's why your flock loves you so much, I'm convinced. It's a small parish, Father. The congregation is small but devoted. My fellow sisters and I hear how they talk about you. Don't worry, they've said nothing but wonderful things about you. How kind you are. How patient. How accepting. I've even heard some of the bolder ladies mention how handsome you are. Would it be all right if I could speak freely with you now? I think maybe I could use some guidance. When I first joined the convent, I was fine with giving up all earthly pleasures. Devoting my life to God and the church was all I ever wanted. But lately, I've been finding myself having confusing thoughts. Well, maybe not so confusing. I know exactly what the thoughts are. They're more arousing, which I suppose is what makes them confusing. I've been plagued by dreams of mouths and hands doing all sorts of terrible and wonderful things to me. I dream of them when I'm asleep and find myself thinking of them during my waking hours. It's quite distracting. Sometimes I'll dream of someone's tongue tracing secrets on my skin. Secrets that are meant only for us and God. I often find myself thinking back on those dreams during the day. I can be doing something as simple as sweeping the chapel, and then I find myself aching with something. I think it's need. It's like I need a release to get rid of this hot tension that just coils inside of me. I'm sorry, Father. I'm sure you don't want to hear about this. It's not just any person I dream about, Father. I dream about you. Do you ever have dreams like that, Father? Dreams that wake you up in the middle of the night, drenched in sweat, with a throbbing ache between your legs? Is that why you came down here, Father? To pray these sinful thoughts away? I'm sorry, I shouldn't say such impudent things. It's just, well, I've been sending you so many signals, and you are just so good at ignoring them. Oh, please. No need for such an incredulous look, Father. I know all about your dreams and how you imagine bending me over that altar over there and fucking me like the whore you want me to be. You shouldn't be saying things like that. Father, I'm the reason you're thinking of them in the first place. You men of the cloth preach so much about avoiding temptation when you're some of the easiest to tempt. You only had to glance at me once, and I knew you wanted me. You can deny it all you want, but I saw it. You tried to be quick and sneak a peek at the new sister in the cloister. For men who have sworn vows of chastity to the Lord Almighty, you sure do seem to notice fresh meat very quickly. I wonder why that is. Do you think it's all the repression? Either way, made it easy enough for me to enter your dreams. You're kind of a kinky fucker, Father. Very imaginative when it comes to what you want to do with a rosary. We might have to try that later. Oh, come on, Father. You might be a lustful man, but you're also smart. You already know what I am. Yes, you do. You know. Some call us daughters of Lilith. A lot of people just stick to what they know and call us demons. But the correct term for little old me is succubus. You know, sex demon. A wanton woman who wants nothing but your seed to prolong her life, blah, blah, fucking blah. I don't need to explain it to you. You know the stories. Don't worry, I'm not here to exploit any of the other sisters and bring them into the fold. They're all very devoted in their marriage to their god, and would probably be appalled at an offer to give them such power. Well, Sister Frances might not. She is a bit of a wild streak. I didn't come for them, Father. I'm here for you and your sweet sin. That prayer won't work, Father. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Most of the prayers your faith uses to get rid of us, they don't work. We simply get bored toying with you humans and leave. Am I bored? No, I'm not. I'm just getting started with you. Don't worry, I'm not going to force you into anything. Some of my sisters prefer their prey that way, but I like mine to give in to me willingly. Don't worry, I won't touch you until you tell me to. I'm confident because I've seen your thoughts and I know that you fucking want me. As much as I was teasing about waking up sweaty and aching, I know that's not far from the truth, is it? When that happens, do you take yourself in hand to relieve that ache, Father? Do you stroke your cock and think of me? Of my hands? Or my mouth? My cunt? Whatever hole I would let you use to let you feel pleasure? I already told you what I want. All I want is you, Father. You, your cum, your pleasure. Oh, please, your church is so frightened of anything they don't understand. No, I won't kill you. I take enough from you to re-energize, to keep things moving. It's like when you have a cup of coffee. I've never killed any of my companions, and I've had no desire to. Just want to feel good. and make you feel good? How can pleasure be a sin, Father? Let me touch you. The Lord will absolve you of your sins later. Your kiss is so sweet, Father. Even better than in your dreams, isn't it? The dreams are fun, but the real thing, always better. Oh, fuck. There's nothing wrong with desire, Father. Your God desired to create something, and so he did. My mother desired independence, so she went after it. The followers of Christ desired a leader, so they followed him. Desire is natural. There's no shame in wanting something for yourself. And I know how much you want me. Your mind and your cock don't lie. Oh, I want to taste this desire of yours. Let me, Father. I know you like the image of me on my knees when I pray. You dream about that so often. Oh, so let me get on my knees now and take care of you. My mouth, Father. My mouth feels so good, doesn't it? Oh. Oh, this is better than any communion. Taste on my tongue could become an addiction for me, Father. What if I just do my daily devotionals like this? Would you want that from me? To see me praying and then just take your cock in my mouth instead? From your lips to God's ears, or whatever it is you humans say. But God, I love the way you taste. Does this feel like a sin, Father? Wait, I don't want you to come yet. Not yet. No. Oh, I've tasted your sin, I think it's only fair that you taste mine. I'm going to stand up, and I want you to kneel before me. Go on, kneel. So obedient. I expected nothing less. Oh my God. Well, I guess you're God. Oh, I knew your tongue would be perfect. Yes. Oh, you spend so much time in this room wagging your tongue about God and His love. Oh, and you should just be using it on me. I'll let you worship me whenever you want. His hands, used in prayer, can touch me anytime you want. This tongue used to deliver sermons can taste me. Oh my God. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, do you feel that pull between us, Father? That means we're bound. That you're mine. Oh, stop. I need to feel more of you. Oh, I think we should make your dreams come true, Father. How many nights have you dreamt of fucking me in this very spot? Honestly, I think I've lost count. But I know it's your favorite fantasy. So what will it be, Father? Should I sit up here and spread my legs wide for you, or do you want to lay atop this and let me ride you until the sun comes up? I had a feeling you would prefer this. You always did like imagining me bent over this altar, holding my hands down, just like that. Well, go on then, Father. Fuck me like you've dreamt of about so many nights. Oh, yeah. Yeah, is it better than you imagined? Just think. You can have this anytime you want it. All I need is you. Your cock. Oh, your cum. Oh, fuck me harder, Father. Oh, you won't break me. You've been so patient waiting for me. Oh. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh my God. Yes. I can feel how badly you need to come. You won't last long at all. Oh, our bond lets me feel it. Oh, you're so desperate. Oh, God will forgive you. Oh, for your sin, Father, but I won't if you don't give me what I want. Oh, you've ached for me for so long. Oh, you've held back for so long. Yeah. Yeah, keep fucking me like that. Yes. Yes, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come all over your cock. And I need you to fill me up, Father. Oh, come on. Give me what I want. Give me what you want. Come on. Give me what I want. Give me what you want. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Oh my fucking God. That's it. Oh, that's it, Father. Oh. Oh. Yes. 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 Fuck me like that. Fuck me just like that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Yes. 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 Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes, God will forgive you. God will forgive you. Yes, just fucking give it to me. Yes. What do you want to give to me? Tell me. Yeah. I know what I want. I know what I want. Oh, I need that cum. I need that cum, Father. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Yes, you wanna fuck me on this altar, Father. Yeah, you wanna fuck me on this altar until you come inside of me. Yes, is that it? Yeah. Oh. Yes, Father. Oh. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, oh my God, yes, yes. Oh, 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 oh yeah. Dump all that cum in me. Yes, Father. Oh, bury your seed deep in me. Oh my fucking God. Oh. Oh fucking hell, Father. What the hell did you get up to before you joined the seminary? I knew I picked the right human to bond to. Let me up. I think you and I are going to have a lot of fun together. You know, after Mass tomorrow, we could maybe confess more sins to each other in the booth. See if your God will absolve us in there. Don't worry, Father. Your God knows all. He sees all. And he hasn't smited you. Not yet.